All right. Good evening, everyone. This is Rochelle Wilhite, the designated broker for Best Choice Realty. We're going to be covering conference call number 3, which is all about converting the lead into a client. And we're going to discuss some ways to do that through our system, Real Geeks. So if you are by a computer, if you could go into your internet and go ahead and click on go to www.realgeeks.com. It's REALGEEKS.com. And then you should be able to create a password. And then after you log in a few times, it should save. If you don't have an account and you'd like one, we can easily set one up for you. If you wanted to send me an email to Rochelle, R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E, at bestchoicerealtywa.com. We can go ahead and do that for you. If you have a system, if you own your own domain name, and Eric, my husband, has set that up for you, you will automatically have a back-end system because that's how you're getting leads pushed through into your back-end website. So if you do have your own domain name, you probably already have an account, and the login will probably be your email address, and I don't know what your password will be. You may need to set that up to begin with if this is your first time logging in. So go ahead and do that while I'm getting started here. We are going to be covering a little bit about database management systems. We're going to cover logging in to Real Geeks, discussing some settings, specifically around templates, email integration, third-party integration, a few miscellaneous things to consider, adding a new lead to the system, and then setting up a follow-up schedule. So I'll probably go until about 10 after 6 tonight, so I apologize again because I'm running a little bit late. The follow-up schedule will be hugely helpful if you are even using a different follow-up program and not using Real Geeks. I'll go through what seems to be the best follow-up schedule to use on the call tonight. So let's start first off with working your database. One of the top places that most real estate coaches will spend their time with a real estate prospective client would be to make sure that their database of leads is healthy and strong, especially as you go into the winter months. So one of the things you want to consider, like we talked about in conference call number 1, was to make sure that you have made it a goal to add leads into your database every week. Even if you have to put something on your whiteboard or you have a post-it note on your mirror in your bathroom, something needs to spark your interest and remind you that you need to be able to go into your database, whether it be the database we're going to go over tonight or something you have used or have created or that has been working for you, and make it a goal to add 5 clients per week or 3 clients per week or even just 1 client per week. That's going to be 1 more chance or 3 more chances or 5 more chances a month to have one of those leads turn into a client and then also into a contract. Most agents really can only remember a handful of clients, and when we talk about remembering the clients, we're talking about, do they know their name, phone number, email address, address? Are they doing a good job? And so that's the purpose of what we call a CRM. A CRM stands for Client Relationship Manager. And what a Client Relationship Manager is set up to do is to remind you who are the people in your database, who are the people that you should be touching base with on a regular basis, and then how to follow up with them. That CRM manager should remind you on how to follow up. So if Real Geeks is not the system for you after you play with it, and I would say give anything you're going to work on, give it at least 2-3 weeks, a month at most. And if the system is not working for you after a month, then maybe you need to find a different system that will work for you. And there are many CRMs that you can work on. The nice thing about Real Geeks is it's free. It's included by being with Best Choice Realty. So you'll see after tonight that there are many benefits of using the system. One of the most important, obviously, is that it doesn't cost you anything to use it. And I feel like it is a very simple yet powerful CRM that does what it needs to do. However, if you do not feel that it is going to work for you, There are other CRMs some of our agents use, and I'm going to go ahead and just list those out. And if you want to write down or jot down the names of these, you may have them as backups, or possibly, you know, if you're just wanting something that you pay for, it might be something you want to reach out and look into. So, and these are not in any specific order. Contactually, Insightly, Rethink, Wise Agent, Realty Juggler, Follow Up Boss, Five Street, it's all spelled out, FiveStreet, Top Producer, Market Leader, Property Base, Salesforce, and then I have on here, which is kind of a joke, but it is kind of funny, some people this still works for, an old-fashioned Excel sheet that they highlight and they cross off and they make notes on, index cards, and I have seen some agents use Rolodexes. I mean, they still work. But if you use a good CRM that's online, you can access that online from your mobile phone or from your device when you're out in the field. So it's not as easy to make sure you have your Excel sheets handy and update it so that you're doing double entry. So if just to keep your business simple and efficient, I'd recommend a CRM or client relationship manager online that you can access at any point in time. The number one thing I wanted you to remember when we talk about client relationship managers is that making phone calls or following up by phone is probably the most meaningful thing you can do with a client relationship manager. Reminding yourself to pick up the phone and making those follow-up calls is how you're going to have more success with conversion of your leads. It's going to be more meaningful than any email you send out, more meaningful than any text message you send, more meaningful than a newsletter that you send out every month. It's making those personal phone calls and touching base with those prospective clients. Adding people to adding people into your database that you can, when you're out in the field or you're running into a prospective person at an open house or something like that, you want to ask them for their name, their phone number, their email address, and their address at the most. And what you'll do when you ask them for this information is tell them you'll add them to your information loop. And a lot of top producers do that and do it effectively. And obviously, the more clients you have in your database, the more deals you could potentially have. Now, there is some caveats to that, in so much that some people have thousands of leads in their database and they need to go through and clean up. But in many of the cases of agents that are working for Best Choice, you guys need to add more people into your database rather than clean up. You need to add and follow up more than delete opportunities. So we're at the point now where I want you to log into leads. I'm sorry, it's going to be leads. I gave the dot Real Geeks. So it's LEADS dot REALGEEKS dot com. And when you go in there, you should be able to log into your system. If you're not, like I said, send me an email. I'll be happy to help you in getting your account established. And this goes for even if you don't have your own domain name and you want to use a database manager or a client relationship manager, you can use this even if you do not have a website set up. This is a place you can go to add clients to your database. This is a place where you can integrate their search into the MLS. It's a place where you can set up templates where you can email them from a system. So you don't have to go in and copy and paste and think about what you're going to send people. And it's also a way that you can remind yourself on how often and how frequent you want to set up a follow-up. So we're going to go through just briefly on the settings, making sure that you understand some of the things that you need to do on the settings before you start using this. And then we're going to talk about adding a new lead to the system and then the follow-up schedule. We'll go to that point. So the first thing you want to do when you're in your lead manager is you'll see your dashboard is the top tab, but I want you to go into your settings. So if you click on the settings tab, it'll bring you into the general section. And the general section or the notifications section is a place where if you want it to be notified by text, there is a little bit of setup you would need to do in order to be notified by text when a new lead comes into your system. So if you are part of our lead program, our rotation that goes through that, you may want to go ahead and set up a text alert rather than an email. If you're like me, you get lots of emails from a lot of different subscriptions and different things, and you want your leads to be the first thing you see. And oftentimes I find that most agents want to be alerted when new leads come in by text message. However, you would need to go into your settings here and set up your text alert. It's on the right-hand side usually, and it says, to receive notifications on your cell phone, be sure to enter your SMS email address in the field above, separated by commas. To find your SMS email format, click here. And you'll click here, and I have to scroll through like, there's at least like probably 100 different cell phone companies, and I am on Verizon, so I go down to Verizon, and Verizon says their code is number@vtext.com. So I have to put my number in, my cell phone number, and then put @vtext.com, and that will be the way the notifications will be routed to your text and set up your text alerts. So you'll want to go ahead and do that if you want to be notified by text. However, you do have to go down into the notifications tab, and you do need to check in, check how you want to be notified. And if you're, I think the most of the time when we set these up, it automatically goes, you're notified when a new lead hits by email. But you could change that by checking the box in the text, for example. And then it will ask you to, you know, to go ahead and set that up. If you don't have it set up correctly, it will ask you right there in that section to click here to find your SMS email code. Some of the other things you should set up that would be quite common to do by people that are really using the system and using it right would be to be notified when leads become active on the system. I love that. That's one thing I love to know when people are checking back in. When I send them automatic listings that are coming on the market, it's nice to know when those leads become active. When they click on that link and they are pinged, or I'm notified by text or by email. Currently mine is set up to be notified when new leads hit my account by text. Or when leads become active, I just like to be notified by email. It's one of those kind of softer things I want to be notified by. So you can opt for either a text or an email when leads become active. I do like that feature. I also like the feature when a lead favorites a property, and I also like to be notified by email on that. Some of the features that may be set up on yours that might be annoying to you, and I've kind of clicked it on and off, is daily follow-up reminders. I don't need to be notified every day to check my database, but if you are new to having a database manager, maybe you do want to be notified to check into the leads.realgeeks.com. And in that case, you would want to check the box to be notified by email or by text to remind yourself to go in and check your database, to go in there daily and add the people or add the contact you maybe have met with over the weekend. If you just want to be reminded to check your database, you can do that as well. I think that was the main ones I wanted to go over as far as the notifications. But you can check the box or uncheck the box on how you want to be notified. And again, setting that by text is super helpful if you're looking for that quick, I have a lead type of thing, and a lot of people don't set it up by text, and I think they should. Okay, let's go to the next tab over, which is templates. You click on the template tab when you're in the settings, you'll see that there's probably no templates that you've set up. And some of you that have joined Best Choice Realty in the last, I would say, 3 months, will have probably received my 12 emails that I use, and I have used quite frequently that work. A lot of them have received responses from leads, and you may want to modify them, but I have given you some ideas on what to send out to your prospective clients. You can set up whatever you'd like on these template emails. You'll click on the plus sign to create new, and then you'll want to label it with a name, so something that you can find it by. I've labeled it Prospecting 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, However, you may want to create an email that you send out for all the for the first time you ever contact somebody, or the first time you actually meet with a client, or the first email, or maybe the first three or four emails you send out, and have them be sequential. So again, you can create your own templates, name it so that you could easily find it, create a subject line. Subject line is super important when you're creating an email. Don't use words like investment or free or things like that. Use other things such as like the property address or something that's catchy that would get a client to open the email up. In the message, you could put the message of what you want to say, and again, make it generic enough that you could use it as a template and you could send it to a lot of different clients. I like to make sure it sounds personal, though, by using their first name in this introduction. So in order for it to take that first name automatically, you have to copy and paste from the percentage sign, and I use that second one. It says use percentage first underscore name percentage for lead name. So you have to copy percentage first underscore name percentage. That has to be copied exactly like that. Copy that and place it in the message. So I could say hello or hi. Place a space after hello or hi. Paste the percentage first underscore name or type that in exactly like it shows below. And then it will automatically pull their first name of the account. And always make sure you put a comma after the percentage so it looks correct. Like it looks like hello Rochelle, comma, and then enter so that it looks right. You don't want to have like it all jumbled up in the same line. You want it to look like a proper email. So go hello space the percent first underscore name percentage comma, enter, and then start typing whatever body or message you want to say in your template. When you get done, always, and you may want to have this already created so you don't have to do this for every single one, but you want to put your signature block, and unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at this, the signature block is all needing to be in text format, not HTML. So your flashy signature block that Eric has created for you on your emails will not work when you're actually sending these types of emails out. However, a good combination of both will really do well when you're connecting with leads, especially if you're early on in the stages. So I highly recommend you put in your signature line. It should be written out with your first name, last name, your title, and a phone number at least. I see a lot of other agents place a lot of other things in their signature blocks, such as top producer, in Monroe, or top 5% or I've seen like all kinds of 5-star award. I mean, whatever you want to place in your signature block, within reason, just make sure you're not a realtor. But go ahead and list those things out in your signature block. Again, less is usually more for something like this. And I would at least include your name, your title, and phone number on your salutation. Once you get done, make sure you click save. And then you'll have all your template text set up, or I'm sorry, your template email set up in a way that makes sense for you to use the system more efficiently than if you didn't have your templates all in the system. If you click on the email integration tab, there is a place, and you may not be able to do your templates until you have your email integrated, and there are instructions on how to do that. There's a documentation link for more information. We have not had problems since we started using this system with Gmail, and they have now allowed for other, as far as I know, they've allowed for other email systems to work. So please let me know if you're having some difficulty with other providers such as Hotmail, Yahoo, things like that. My understanding is that it is working, but Gmail has been pretty much, I would say, 75% of our agents in our office use Gmail. And that has been very successful when connecting with the CRM. So when in doubt, if you're having difficulty, you may want to go back to that. But I'd love to know if you're having success with Yahoo or other providers that are email integrated into the system. Click on There is text messaging and calendar feed. I don't use those. Again, I'm using the basics of the system, and I'll teach you the basics. But third-party integration would be if you were going to sync this lead system up with, say, Zillow. You're paying money for Zillow, and you want those leads to come into the lead manager so you can manage those for yourself. Zapier, Trulia, Realtor.com, there's a very easy way to configure or set those up so that they go into the RealGeeks manager. If you want to export them, send the leads from your website or from your domain name into, like, say, BombBomb or Zapier, there is a simple way to set that up and configure it using the third-party integration tab. I have had some great success with BombBomb. A couple of our agents are using that. It's been really successful since they launched this integration setting. And Zillow also, we are syncing that up, and it's been very successful as well. Now, if you scroll down, I believe you can also set up incoming leads or outgoing leads based on API. And that's a way that's a more advanced setting, but there are ways to set up. For example, a lot of our agents have used Top Producer as a way to take the leads that are going into RealGeeks once they get over 100 leads. I would recommend at that point in time perhaps purchasing a more advanced CRM, and in that case you could maybe spend, $40, $50, maybe even upwards to $100 at taking the leads that are coming into your domain name and then just going right on into a system such as Top Producer. A lot of our agents with big, huge databases will do that, and they'll go ahead and export that right on into Top Producer. And again, if you need help with some of these more advanced third-party integrations, be sure and send me an email, and I'll be happy to help you with that setup. Click on Miscellaneous, and Miscellaneous is where you can identify the sources. The system's going to have several sources that you can use to tag the leads as they come in so that you can track what type of leads came into the system. But you can add additional sources, and you can also manage the tags in the miscellaneous section of RealGeeks. So that might be something you want to do also. Let's go ahead and, so I have enough time to get through this tonight, let's go ahead and go back to your main page or your dashboard. Anytime you're in the system and you're in leads or in the dashboard or in your email, or even in your, I think even in your settings, no, not in your settings, but in your dashboard or your leads tab, in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a plus sign that's in green and a little button that says new lead. Go ahead and click that. And if you haven't done this yourself or you have zero leads in your system right now, go ahead and do this tonight, and you will actually see the system work and what you have access to do. So click on the plus sign, new lead. And you'll want to go ahead and put in a name. This is like, say I was met somebody at the grocery store tonight and I met Sally Sue. I would put Sally's first name in here. Last name would be Sue. And the email address, it's going to require a unique email address. And if somebody has already used that or they have that client in the system in their personal database, it will say somebody else has already registered that client or it's invalid or not being able to be imported correctly. If you get a notification like that, then you should send me an email, and I'll be happy to dig into the database and locate and find out who has that lead so that you may want to contact that other agent, or I could give you some more information about that lead. There have been some times where that has occurred. It is a small world, small area, and there might be a duplicate out there, but again, it's going to come down to the relationship. So if you obviously have a relationship with this particular lead, then I'll look into it and move the lead over to you. However, if it's something that somebody's purchased, then there's money that's been paid and it will come down to maybe joining forces or joining hands with Best Choice and coming up with a good partnership in order to work that lead to the close. Rarely happens, but it does happen sometimes. So just be sure to add the email address in, Sally Sue, the email address, and the phone number could be dummied up, but it is there and it is required in order to enter in the lead into your system. The type is required. Most of the leads that come through are buyer leads, although we do have leads that are sellers that come through at times. The source, you'll want to indicate what source, because that will actually tag your account or tag that client's account with how that lead came to you. So if you want to track how many referrals you get in a year or how many Zillow leads you get in a year, you may want to go ahead and put the source in when you enter this into your database. So with this one, I'm going to say referral. And then you will need to, you don't have to, you can put the area or the time frame. The only information you need to add a new lead, though, is the name, the email address, the phone number, the type, and the source. And then click Save on the bottom little circle with the green checkbox, and that will save the lead into your system. Create an account, and then you'll have one lead that will appear. So it's not hard to enter in, 5, 10 leads. If you have more than 10 or 20 that you want to add into your system, that's when I would you would click on new lead. And there is a way to bulk import for an Excel sheet, and several leads can be entered in. If you have trouble with that, either myself or Carly can help you with that in getting the bulk import to take so that you have a really good system set up. The next thing I want to teach you guys is how to set up a follow-up schedule. So with the new lead that you set up, click on the new lead. If you want to go to leads, it should appear in the all section, or your all my leads, it should show up. And when you see their name, click on the name. And when you click on the name, you'll see that their name, their phone number, their email address will show. And there's some other information you can provide, such as a secondary contact. You can add the address into this section. You can see the source or where it came from. If you put in, for example, like I did, referral, you'll see source colon referral, so that it's right below the email address and right below the address section in the top part of the lead. As you scroll down, you'll also see the activity history. It'll show what time, what date the lead came into the system. And again, if you're working leads that we give you, we recommend a very quick turnaround time on those leads. So be sure you're marking it that you've made that contact either by phone or by text or by email, and make sure that contact is done very quickly. We want to make sure that that's attached to the account. When you have the activity, if you go to the right-hand side, there's a tab that says activity, called, and then you can put the time and it stamps it. So let's say I got this lead that came into my system, the name was Sally Sue, and I put her in myself. I want to log that I had that phone contact or I met with that client. So we met in person at Safeway, and I put just a date on there, and then I click Save. And when I do that, it will flag in the activity history, and it will just stack on top of each other. So it will be an ongoing running list of all the activities that I've done with that client. Important, especially if I'm referring leads to you, that gets tracked in the activity history, that we ensure that we have proper conversion with the leads that we're providing. However, if it's your own business, I'm not going to go in there and monitor your leads, and this is a way for you to maybe see and coach yourself if you are struggling at some point in your career and wanting to know why your conversion is not as high as it should be. This is a way that we can go into your database together, and we can come up with a strategy and create a plan to help you better your conversion tactics. So you may want to track your activities. However, let's click on the follow-up tab. And the purpose, usually you can do a drop-down. There's a call, a bomb, which would be a video, an email, a meeting, or other, or text. And if you want to schedule, for example, an email to remind you to send an email on, maybe you want to do email number 2 because you sent email number 1, you may want to set a date for when that needs to take place. You put the date on there, and then you click Save, and it will remind you on your dashboard. If you're like me, once I get a lead and I'm like, I didn't get a hold of that person on the first try, which is pretty much 90% of the time, you're not able to connect on that first voicemail or that first text message, then you'll want to set up a recurring basis follow-up schedule. And you can set that up, so you'll click the box follow-up, purpose, maybe do a call, and then do a title, checking. You don't even need to put a title. You can just do on a reoccurring basis. And then it's repeating every one day ending, put the ending date, go a few months out. It sometimes takes about 3 months to convert leads, and repeat it every week, so once a week. And that will remind you on your dashboard to follow up with that particular lead every week for a period of 3 months. And that's what I would recommend if you're working our leads. Once you click save, it will set up the reminder so it hits your dashboard. Okay, so that's how you would set up a follow-up schedule. And then another tip I'll give you guys, and this is a tip that I've used for many years, is when you're working with clients, when you get a hold of them, you're trying to identify, are they ready, are they willing, and are they able? Most clients will not meet each three. They'll not be ready. They might be willing to talk with you and willing to discuss their home search with you, but they're not ready, and they definitely are not able. They have to work with the lender. So, again, we're trying to identify, is this client or is this lead ready, willing, and able? And there obviously is a lot of questions that go along with ready, willing, and able. Most clients or most leads will not meet each three, and they will need to have follow-up done. Follow-up could be as simply as following up on certain properties, following up on, hey, when do you plan on schedule the appointment with the lender? Here's the lender's contact information. This is how they work. I can have the lender call you. Those are the type of follow-ups you could do. Also, times, emails that will build more rapport and more trust, emails that will engage them to set up face-to-face appointments, emails that will set up a text, a reminder, follow-ups that can be done to schedule buyer consultations or buyer meetings, setting expectations with buyers, discussing the process with buyers. For the most part, you're trying to find out through this process, through this follow-up is done, are they ready, are they willing, and are they able to work with you? And if they meet all three, they're a hot lead, and that follow-up or that communication should really get almost to be a daily or weekly occurrence, something that you know these people, they're programmed in your phone, and you're actually engaging with them quite regularly. You'll probably be showing them homes, and you'll probably be writing a contract in the next month. So those people you don't want to lose, and you want to make sure you stay in close contact with. If they don't meet all three, they maybe meet two or three of those things, like the example I gave where they might be willing to talk with me, but they're certainly not able because they talk with their lender, and the lender is saying, we need to get their credit score to be above 640 or 620 in order for them to qualify for this particular product or loan. But they're ready. They're actually out there looking at homes and looking at properties with you. Then they're ready and they're willing. They just are not able. And in that case, a follow-up schedule of every other week is quite adequate. In fact, it's probably enough. Too much could turn the client away from you. Too little, they could go a different direction. So a schedule of, say, every other week, a follow-up schedule once you find out their situation or you've taken them out to look at some things, but they're not quite able to buy or they're not quite ready to buy, one of those three things are not cutting it for you, you may want to adjust your follow-up schedule accordingly. Now, if they're only meeting one of the three things, like let's say they're not able and they're not ready, but they're willing, they're still talking with you, a monthly check-in is perfectly fine. And that would be like my neighbor who said, yeah, Rochelle, I want to probably buy something, with you in the next year. Or my sister who is not quite ready financially to make that move and her husband just got a new job. That might be something where they're willing to talk real estate. They want to be in my information loop, but they're not ready and they're not able. Then they're more of a cold but a monthly follow-up. Don't lose track of them. At a minimum, you should be contacting those people on a monthly basis, even if it is just a check-in. If you have not spoken with the lead by text, by phone, or by email, meaning that they've been dormant, not alive, there's a lot of different versions or topics I talk to you guys about this, then that first week when you get that lead, when you have a name, a phone number, or email address, you really should consider an aggressive plan. Something where it's a combination of voicemail, text, or phone, you should try in that first week to reach them several times to give you kind of a frame of reference, Zillow's call center and Redfin's call center tries approximately 15 times, no joke, I have that in writing, 15 times in the first month and sends out daily emails in the first month. So if you are creating a plan where you're trying to be aggressive and you're feeling like this is too much, it actually is probably not if they have not made connection with you. After the first week of a very aggressive strategy, I would be okay. I think as a consumer myself, a weekly follow-up is perfectly fine. And if you're asking for the sale and you're providing value along the way, I think you're going to be able to convert that lead into a sale. We'll go over some ideas next week about how to do that. Because we also are doing, I'm going to encourage you guys to set up, especially if it's a new lead that you received, to log in as the user. So if you want to go into the lead that we were working on, the one you added, perhaps it's yourself, you put your name and your phone number and email address into the system to create yourself as a new lead, there's a button on the upper right-hand corner. It says log in as user. This is the last thing I'm going to cover tonight, and then we'll wrap up. Log in as the user. When you click that, what it will do is open another screen, and a lot of leads will go in there and set up their own search, and they're going to be notified by the company of new listings that meet their criteria. You can modify that for them by logging in as the user, or if they have not set it up, and say you meet with them, like this Sally Sue that I met in the grocery store, you know, and she's like, yeah, Rochelle, I mean, if you have some listings that come up in the Milton area, you know, my son just started at the school. We are currently renting right now. We would really like to be notified when something comes on the market, you know, under 250. But we're also on some other websites. You know, we're on Zillow. We're on some other websites. You know, and I want to make sure I tell her that it's important for her to that I'll go ahead and set her up on my website, and it will take the burden off of her so that she knows that only the listings that that come on the market, new listings that meet that criteria, will be sent to her, and she won't be bombarded with things that don't make sense or things that are not on the market. Things are coming directly from the MLS, and this would be the easiest way to do this without having to go into the MLS and set up a search for this particular client. Their database is already set up, and they're already synced to you. And the advantage of doing it through the Real Geeks is that you have this engagement between the client and yourself. You're able to see when they click it, when they favor it, when they have a conversation with you about it. These types of behaviors are tracked in the lead manager, and you're able to see that by looking at their activity history and knowing what leads they have. I have leads that have been on here several times, and they're in the high search frequency category, and you're able to see and time manage your clients much better by having them use the system that we have here rather than using the MLS. There are times where I will use the MLS, but it's very rare. I'll use the Real Geek system more so than the MLS. So how you do that, I'm going to go through it one more time. Click on Login as the User. So I click the button in the upper right-hand corner when I'm in the lead. There's a green button that says New Search. Click on New Search. And then you, just like the client could do from if they were logged in and had their own account, and you'd select for them, do they want homes, do they want condos, do they want multifamily or land, set a price parameter, set a minimum square footage if you need to, set a minimum lot size or style. Some people only want ramblers. There is a way to search by just style. Some people only want foreclosures or short sales. There are some preferences here that you can set. And then you can either search by map. You do have to search for it first. And then once you search for it, in the upper, right above the listings that show up, there's a little plus sign that says save the search. And you'll click that, and it will save it. And when you save the search for them, it will automatically notify them when properties come on the market that meet that criteria. If you find too many properties, and you'll see them, they're like, when I just did a search tonight, there was 1,297 properties. That's way too many properties. Be sure that you go in and look and see what they've set up. You know, as you know, if they've set it up themselves, make sure they're not getting way too many. They've at least refined it enough so that they're getting, when they do their initial search, they're getting around 100 properties. If it's 200 or more, it's way too many for them to go through. So go ahead and use some minimum square foot or minimum lot size or style code or minimum beds and baths or even a price limit to limit that a bit or add some additional territories or minimize some of the neighborhoods that they're looking at so that you get a really good search that will notify them when properties meet their needs. Be sure to tell your clients that our site or your site only contains homes that are currently active. We don't show pendings. We don't show those types of things. And so they're really getting real-time system updates about 3 times a day, and they'll be getting listings that match their criteria. If they're on other websites like Redfin, that's okay. But again, the benefit of using your website or using the system is that you can communicate and they can put things in their favorites, and you can place things in their favorites as well. And together, you and the client can work at coming up with a good, suitable list, a list that you could go show homes to. So I love the integration that RealGeeks does with the MLS. I love the integration that it does with setting up email templates. And I believe it does a great job of setting up a follow-up system that reminds you when you should do certain tasks with the particular lead. And I've gone so much as having 1,000 leads in here and working it and only having 10, 20 leads in the system and being successful with it. So if you are wanting some additional help on using the system, the first thing I would recommend is going in and trying and just playing around with the system. There are some videos I could send you that may help you in understanding what to do or how to set it up. But hopefully tonight gave you some basics that you could use. And I apologize again for going over time tonight. Make it a great night and have a great week. And again, if you have any questions above and beyond what we covered tonight, be sure and reach out. You can send me an email at Rachelle, RACHELLE, at bestchoicerealtywa.com, and I'm happy to give you some additional training or support along the way. Again, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.